out of bounds.
The center fielder at the wall. It's out of here. It's out of here. Got the distance. Does it have the accuracy?
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Wednesday, September 10th, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quagamus, Ben Milstead. We're live inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. Ashley Zukowski is here today, so we're going to be on our best behavior, we think. 654 Roar, if you'd like to join us on the phones on the Adams Grooving text line, 654-7627. If you'd like to join the show for any reason, with any thought about anything. Will Vandervoort is going to be on at 2:05. We have Humpty headlines today. I have a good one for you. It's a sports one, but it's a really good one. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to share it. How are you, sir?
I am great. How are you?
I feel good.
I do too. A couple of people on the text line asking where we were the last hour. We had our all-staff meeting for the month, and it's important to include everybody in, and it's in the name, all-staff meeting. So we did that, and that you and I were just talking. It kind of fires me up a little bit. Talked a lot about Tigers for Tata's upcoming and how the season's going and all that good stuff, so... Some big things on the horizon here at the station.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned for some good Tigers for Tata's updates coming very soon.
Have you ever worn a blood pressure, a heart rate monitor? You ever had to wear one for any reason?
No, I hope not. Not for a long period of time, yeah. No.
I did think about you last night, rate / blood pressure, and this is a little bit of an extension from yesterday's show. When the game Reds Padres are tied 2-2 going into the top of the ninth, you are already freaking out about extra innings, were you not?
Sure was. Okay. I know who's coming into pitch, I know who's batting, and I'm going, well, how are you gonna gag this away, you idiots? And sure enough, Tyler Stevenson just off the injured list with a laser beam home run to left field, and the Reds, who I mean, don't call it a comeback. I literally, when they blew the game against the Mets with the bases loaded and nobody out, that hasn't been done in 7 years, they were dead. I put them in the ground. I read a eulogy. I sent one to my dad and brother. I read it out loud. Now they're 3 games back of the final wild card spot, and if they can beat the Padres today and the Mets continue to, for some reason, all of a sudden not be able to beat the Philadelphia Phillies, They still have a minor, decent shot at it.
The Mets always beat the Phillies, and they have picked a bad series not to always beat the Phillies. But it is working in our Reds' favor.
Yes, it is. They have been.
It's going to come down. It's going to come down to one final game in extra innings.
Oh my God!
It is going to happen. I am wishing this into existence, folks.
If they were just 7-7, all we're asking for is that they have scored. Mm-hmm. Just have scored a run in 9 of the extra innings instead of only 5 of the 19 this year.
Okay, so that's probably the extent of your baseball coverage today. But I did. I did think that when I was somewhat monitoring that game, was not watching, and I saw Tide going into the ninth, and I'm like, oh boy.
Almost went to bed for my blood pressure. I did stay up with him. I'm glad I did.
We haven't had a chance to really talk yet about the show because of the other things going on here at the station today, but we do have basketball schedules out.
We do.
And you know, upon further review, there was something Dabo Swinney said yesterday that I thought was really funny at the time, but I kind of take exception to.
Really?
So we can discuss that. Also, here in the first segment. I will tell you, because of our interns, Kennedy and Mia, I watched Clemson volleyball last night, and I will just be honest with you. I haven't done that in a long, long time. And I liked what I saw. Nice little win there. So halfway through, my wife said, why didn't we go to this? I'm like, well, I don't know. But we will next time.
It was a good – they play tomorrow. So it's a quick turnaround. They actually – they have a very busy weekend schedule.
They won, and we should bury in the headline here. They beat Georgia last night.
Three sets to one. Of course, Kennedy Wagner, Roar intern, Tiger Pregame Show intern, had the winning kill. I just want to say this. You mentioned it when Ashton Hampton walked out of our Roar. They need to put our logo, that room with the glass, like the meeting room that mm-hmm. we do the show in that nobody else uses all year long. He was leaving yesterday, and you said correctly, you know.
I said this to Ashton.
Yeah. The people that come in here have a good game immediately after. It's known as the OOB bump. It's a thing, okay? It's the OOB bump. Bad picking. Actually, we've been good picking games so far this season, but bad picking games, good aura to send with athletes. Last night, our Tiger Pregame Show interns combined for 30 kills last night. Now, you may not know anything about, like, 10 kills, a lot of kills, okay? So they combined for 30. Mia McGrath had her third double-double, which is as rare as it is in basketball to get a double-double. She had 14 kills and a career high. I think it was two career highs. 14 kills and 19 digs. I know at least a season high in kills for her. So Mia McGrath and Kennedy Wagner doing well, and I do think it has to do with the aura of the OOB bump. It's a thing.
Well, yeah, it is. And so we hope that carries over to Ashton Hampton this weekend. Textures, preemptive strike here. We have requested the offensive line and Cade Klubnik next week, so you're good.
Men's soccer also lost last night, as the texture pointed out. Yeah. And I, like that, I'm stunned. I'm really stunned. I'm not stunned that it was a team like VCU, and they probably won't lose again. But I was shocked the way I've seen them play.
I did not watch any of that. They must have just sleptwalked through that one.
Probably so. VCU's not bad. But they should not have been able to beat the number two team in the country last night. All right, a couple things. Boy, you've knocked me a little bit off kilter because you mentioned that you take exception to something Dabo said. You know what I know for a fact? You're not going to take exception with anything Brent Key said. I went home and watched that press conference
that
yesterday.
Was fantastic.
It was amazing. And I have a couple thoughts on the Brent Key press conference, okay? Because when you were describing it yesterday, I was terrified. I was like, oh, my Lord, this guy knows what he's got, and he don't want to ruin it. Upon further review, I think it is exactly the right message to convey to your team. This opponent is not more important than the other opponents, and I'm going to accentuate that so clearly by saying fewer words about this team than I did about Gardner-Webb last week. But I'm going to do it in a way that's more serious than the tone that I took at the Gardner-Webb press conference last week or the Colorado press conference the week before, because you need to know how serious this is. It's not more important, but it is very serious. I also thought about, you know, I think he was going to have a short press conference anyway, but I think it was the first question or maybe the second question where the guy was like, you know, coach, Georgia Tech hasn't beaten Clemson in like 38,000 years. Your thoughts on that, and how do you keep guys focused when you literally have never, ever, 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 ever had any success against this team ever at all? It was basically the tenor of the question. And I was like, oh, my Lord, this guy's going to get punched in the face. Just because, I mean, he's just stone-faced. And his answer was, next game. Just another opponent. I was
fascinated. Nameless, faceless opponent, Quark.
Fascinated by it. Did you get a chance to watch the whole thing?
I did.
It does not take it is not a Dabo Swinney time investment, okay?
It's the opposite of that, as a matter of fact.
It is the opposite. I think it ended up being like 6 minutes is all. And there were like 15 questions in it. And that, I mean, very, very, very brief. Not as brief as I would have thought in some ways. He said more words about Haynes King's injury than I thought that he would have. Because he talked about how he practiced and he looked good and we'll make a determination this weekend. But I'm not as terrified anymore because I think I know what he's doing. But I still think there's a very specific message, the very specific message behind that from Brent Key. It is odd, too. Like, it's an odd tactic to take to be that extreme. But the last coach that took an extreme tactic going into a Clemson game is 1-0. Because we saw what Brian Kelly and LSU did. The extreme tactics that they use to overemphasize the Clemson game. And you got to kind of say, like, I probably wouldn't do it, probably wouldn't advise it, but it worked. It worked for them. I tried to find the longest answer that he gave, but I couldn't start and stop the stopwatch in time. I rewound it. Like, we're talking like maybe 7-10 seconds.
Hand-timed or laser-timed?
Hand-timed.
Okay.
Hand-timed for sure. I think Haynes King would have beaten it in the 100-yard dash. I'm pretty sure Haynes King can run the field. It might take Haynes King a little bit shorter time, but it would have been very similar to Brent Key's longest answer. You know, from the 864, Texter says this. In your heart of hearts, which, by the way, I'm not answering this today because we still have 1 day and 43 minutes to get our picks in. And even then, I'm not giving you a pick till Saturday at the end of the pregame show. So you'll find out at 9 a.m. In your heart of hearts, does Clemson beat Georgia Tech? Take away the emotional attachment. Who wins? I don't think it's that hard to take away emotional attachment in this game. I don't. I think people assume that we have a really hard time compartmentalizing those things.
If you've listened the last 10 days, you know that's not true.
I don't think – I mean, we have an obligation to get stuff right.
I got an emotional attachment to being right.
Exactly.
I mean, I hate to say it that way, but I do.
Listen, if you have emotional attachment to teams, go 2-8 in a week of picks and then show up the next week and get emotionally attached, okay? Your emotional attachment is that was embarrassing to me personally. I don't get personal embarrassment from the way teams play because I'm not out there. That's not me. You know, it makes our jobs different. I wouldn't even say easier when Clemson wins. It makes our jobs different when Clemson wins. I think it's going to be a hard game. It's going to be my question. Like, I don't think Clemson's going to roll them. I think Georgia Tech has some significant advantages. I also think that there are some advantages that maybe we're not talking about as much because there's a little woe is me attitude around here that Clemson has going into the game over Georgia Tech.
Yeah, that question's easier than doing it in a contest because, like, last week I picked Troy in our contest, but I thought Clemson was going to win. I mean, never for a second. Prior to the game, never for a second did I think Clemson was going to lose. I just didn't know what the spread is. I'm a little bit that way on this game, actually.
See, a texter asked this question, and this is like, if you're in the Clemson bubble, these are questions you're not asking. You are asking, is Antonio Williams playing? Is Khalil Barnes playing? This texter asks, is Rutledge playing for Georgia Tech? And I'm here to tell you right now, in fact, I'm going to look during the break. Look at the depth chart for Georgia Tech on the offensive line. If they miss a guy, they are playing freshman, redshirt freshman. And, like, Brent Key is a really good line coach. But I got to be honest, though. The defensive line of Clemson is significantly better than either of the two that Georgia Tech has faced. I think Rutledge is going to play. But that, let's not act like Georgia Tech is going to show up and bully Clemson no matter what because Clemson has had a little trouble on the offensive line the first 2 weeks.
Rutledge was injured in the Colorado game. Was that ankle or knee? Do we know?
I thought it was ankle. I saw the play where he got hurt. I thought they were looking at his ankle. To be honest, I have not checked back after that. I know he was quite limited last week. So, but again, those are the kinds of – like Clemson, I do think we can go the other way, like too much the other direction on this. Where, because Clemson didn't watch Georgia Tech last week against Gardner-Webb, And they may not have even watched the Colorado game because it was on a Friday night. And now we know all Clemson's problems, and we're not even thinking that Georgia Tech has any. I think Georgia Tech has problems, too. We'll discuss that on the other side. 654-ROAR is the number. You want to join us? Hour one of the program continues right after this.
Sitting here today with our good friend, Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call. As Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions. Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac home standby generators, at 864-556-8002.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with AutoPay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
You know, we love Wednesdays on the program for a lot of reasons. You know, it's the bridge between last week and this week, and you know we like to turn the page. We like a good turn the page. I like to read, and so turning the page feels good. It's also a day where Ingles turns the page. You get new deals at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Such as for this week, oh mother of pearl. Boneless sirloin steak for $8.98 a pound. It always looks better than when I grill it in the picture. But if I were to grill it like this, I would eat this in two bites. That just looks unbelievable. A chuck tender roast, $6.48 a pound. Mayfield Classic Ice Cream, the 58-ounce packs, two for $7. I don't know how we did this, but we became a Tillamook cheese family. Just sort of happened organically. A Tillamook shredded or sliced cheese, two for $5. And, of course, I got to give you broccoli crowns for $1.68 a pound at Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Among other things. A lot of good tailgating deals out there. I want to know, Ben, the thing that you have reassessed from Dabo yesterday. I can't get it out of my brain because I need to know if we're on the same page on this.
Let me read you a quote, Kwok. Thought it was really funny yesterday. He said, this group hasn't had the rat poisoning. They've had the you suck poisoning. I thought that was funny.
I did think it was funny.
Also, don't think that's accurate.
Ooh. Ooh.
I don't. Now, for those who don't know, rat poisoning is when you're told how good you are, and you suck poisoning is the names right. Well, you can figure that out on your own. This team was told how great they were all year long because they played a really good half against Texas and lost. I mean, stop me where I'm wrong, right?
Right.
They were dangerously close to losing their last six Power Four games last year. I mean, a couple plays away. I'm not making it up. You've heard me say that many times this year, yet they were told all year long how good they were. And when Dabo says that he is somewhat insulated from this stuff, he doesn't pay attention. That is true. I mean, I know that firsthand that he's, well, kind of secondhand, that he really doesn't. If there's something that is said in the media that he needs to know about, then he is told about it by those around him, as he should be. But he really may not know how many positive headlines have been written about this team. The other thing is this, and listen, it's okay that we disagree, us and callers, even us on the air, and not everybody at the station would agree with this. I personally don't buy that Cade Klubnik has a confidence issue right now, because I'm thinking about this last night. When is in his career would his confidence have been any higher than it is right now? Because this is the first summer he's been told all summer long, you're a Heisman candidate, you're a great player, and you're this and that, you know, a breakout season. And I'm not saying that people shouldn't have said that. I mean, I expected him to have a big year. And whether he played well or not, he knew that the LSU game was going to be tough. He didn't play great, but he wasn't horrible. I mean, LSU was just really good. Last week, different topic. But if you are a senior quarterback and one game throws you off, then this is probably not meant for you, honestly. You're probably not strong enough mentally to go to the next level. And again, I know not everybody agrees with that, but that's truly the way I feel about it. Like, why? And maybe I'm forgetting, when would his confidence level in his entire career quark be higher than it is right now? He's been through worse. And by the way, you know,
I mean, that's fair.
Even though it has sounded like the season's over the last 10 days, it's not. I mean, nothing has. If you think about it, nothing has changed for this team at this point, other than maybe the fans' confidence level in this team. But in terms of team goals and all that stuff, I mean, not a single thing has changed. You haven't played a conference game yet, for crying out loud.
Let me tell you this.
So I ask you, why would Cade Klubnik have low confidence at this particular point?
Okay, this is my rebuttal, okay? Actually, I have two. I'm going to workshop these in real time and see which one feels better, okay? The first thing that came to mind is, I think there's it is not to this extent, so I know people are going to jump. There may be somebody thinking about ledge jumping when I say this. I'm not. Listen, don't, okay? It's not to the same degree. I can promise you it's not to the same degree. Remember in 2021 when DJ had come off of the really good 2020 season, he was told how great he was, et cetera, and Georgia came and just really, I mean, really made them miserable for 3 hours. I wonder if LSU did that to Cade. Like, I
don't buy it in either case, in the DJ case and especially in Cade, but I'm listening.
I think there is... For somebody, and I'm going to get back to this with the second one I'm going to workshop and see which one feels better to me. I think when you have confidence that things are going to work that don't, and you're so sure, you're so confident, you feel so good and so buttered up, and you're so ready for that, and then it doesn't go that way, I think the fall can be double. The lack of concentration that you have because you're worried about all these other things can be double. I think the impact can be double. I think the impact on Clemson from the Georgia game in 21 was double because they were so sure and so confident and they felt so good about what they were taking into that game and they got so throttled. Now, like I said, it's not to that degree because Clemson didn't get so throttled by LSU. Clemson had the ball at the end with a chance to win and they were in scoring range. Mm-hmm. You look at the number of big plays that Cade left on the table. There are two different ways to look at that, and I truly don't know which way Cade is really internalizing. The one way is, look at all the opportunities. I got to make things real easy, and you just get your mind in the right place, and it's real easy. On the other hand, you get so domed up by the fact, how did I miss this, that you're even more out of sorts because you're trying so hard to not miss the very basic thing. I think that could happen. That's number one. That's the first workshop.
I can buy that.
The second one is, and it sort of is the opposite of the argument we get from our callers and our texters all the time, the people that say, well, these guys are getting paid, and so they don't care. They know they got their money. I'll admit, I've wondered that about guys in the past, in the last couple years. Maybe they got fat and happy with their cash. Maybe it's happened in some cases. I actually think in the case of Cade Klubnik that the money creates pressure. I think there is pressure with the money that you're getting. I'm going to throw a little plug in, free plug for Tiger Illustrated. We've told you many times you should subscribe to Tiger Illustrated. Larry Williams the best, and they're great. Will Vandervoort's going to come on. He would say the same kind of stuff. He actually framed it pretty well in something he recently wrote, and I'm not quoting it directly, but I'm paraphrasing here. That Dabo Swinney was really upset after the Georgia game, and he let out his frustration in the building, and he mentioned it was the second and fourth highest paid people on the payroll. And Cade Klubnik's name was first.
You said Georgia. I think you meant LSU.
After the LSU game. That's right. After the LSU game. Cade Klubnik is the second highest paid person in the football building right now. Now, you might say that's a license to go buy fancy cars and go on big trips and spend all the money, whatever. There is a price to pay for that, and the price is pressure. And so, yes, Cade Klubnik has gotten all the headlines. He's gotten all the publicity. He's gotten all that stuff. He's also never been paid this highly before.
Do you think a head coach should bring that into the equation, though?
I don't know.
Or is that just Dabo Swinney's frustration with the system? Because we know that, you know, we know that he, like most coaches, are not fans of the current structure of NIL.
Right. I don't know. I think it's probably case by case. I think that's why this era of college football is so fascinating.
Yeah.
Because making that like the centerpiece of the conversations that you have with 20 and 21 and 22-year-olds seems really risky.
I would agree that when you bring money into the equation, that does add pressure. Absolutely. But my rebuttal to that, though, or addition, I don't think we can mention that without also pointing out that everybody in the nation has NIL.
Correct.
And if Clemson was in a bubble and was the only one paying players now, then you have an excuse. But Ohio State's paying players. Georgia's paying players. You know, Tennessee's paying players. And others are being able – others are not succumbing to that pressure. You know, I mean, Bryce Underwood, think of the pressure on that kid at Michigan. He's played pretty well. As a freshman.
Let me say this about Bryce Underwood, because I think you're right. He looks really confident in himself. Listen, I'm putting words in Cade Klubnik's body language right now, but he doesn't. What you said about his confidence, why is it not higher? I'm spitballing. Mm-hmm. I'm spitballing. He doesn't look confident in himself.
Yeah, and maybe I'm splitting hairs a little bit, because if you're talking about confidence in terms of just trusting yourself to throw the ball on time, you are correct. If that's what you want to call confidence, I guess to a certain extent that is true. But like when Matt Olson goes into a hitting slump at the plate, has he lost his confidence, or is he just in a slump? You know, I guess it could be either, depending. Am I making sense?
I think
there?
The slump comes first.
Yeah,
and you could argue that Cade Klubnik hasn't had a played 8 quarters.
That's what I come back to. He hasn't had time, really. I don't feel like he's had time to lose that confidence, but I could be wrong about that. Also, and everything that I have ever been told about Cade Klubnik from internal and external people is that he is very strong mentally. He's very confident in who he is and what he does. Not to the extreme of arrogance, but he will strike you as a very mentally tough person. Other quarterbacks, there's been some other quarterbacks at Clemson that you can't say that about.
I would agree with that. Let's real quick go to LOL Jesse. He's patiently waited through this segment. He joins us right now before we take our next break. What's up, Jesse?
Well, hey, man, I wasn't trying to change the subject on you, but have you had a chance to listen to the Brett Key press conference? Because if you haven't, do this. Go to Ingles. Go back to the butcher. Order some steaks. Like, make them cut the steaks for you. And while they're cutting the steaks, you can watch the entire Brett Key press conference.
Yeah, Jesse, we actually talked about that in the first segment.
Yes, we did.
You're right. It was quick.
I was out of the vehicle. But, yeah, I mean, it says it's 6 minutes and 15 seconds on YouTube. It's not. I watched it. It's 5:05 with a 21-second opening, 15 questions. And I've just never seen anything like that. I'm sitting here with my 7-week-old daughter feeding her, rocking her in the chair, and now I'm going down a rabbit hole of Brett Key press conferences. Is this guy always this weird? Or is he just that? I think he's intense, and he's fired up for this game.
I agree. I think he picked an extreme example to be kind of who he wanted to be. And Jesse, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
The last question is, was it good or bad practice? No, good intensity. All right, have a good day.
I know. It was ridiculous, Jesse. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. Jesse, you know what? I've been in that situation fairly recently where I'm rocking my daughter, and I need this video to be like 20 to 30 because I'm going to be here a little bit. And then it's 5:05, and you're like, oh, no, I got to find something else. I'm going to be here a minute. I feel your pain there, Jesse. Russ, we're coming to you on the other side. 654 Roar is the number. Hour one of the program continues right after this.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of 2 national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940. That's 271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are 2 of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Breezesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hey,
Saturday's coming fast, and we've got the talk to get you ready. This is College Football Talk on the Roar, where every day is game day.
Continues out of bounds. William Quagamush, Ben Milstead with you. Let's go to the phones. Russ held through the break, patiently waited. He joins us right now. You can join him, 654-7627. What's up, Russ?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I hope you guys are well.
Yes, sir. I hope you are.
I have a question that I'll listen to it off the air, but I'm gonna start it by using – I want to use Trevor and I want to use Deshaun as the examples. And we can actually use Taj Boyd as an example as well. So my question is, and it's two-part, but they have to mutually, they're not mutually exclusive from each other. Does a quarterback benefit more from a great running game, or does a running back benefit more from great quarterback play? Now, granted, I know they'll complement each other, but the reason why I'm asking this is, was Travis Etienne a better running back because he had Trevor or because he had Deshaun when he was a freshman? Or were those quarterbacks better because of having a really good running back behind them? The reason why I'm asking it is I don't see a compliment on either side right now with Cade and with the running backs in the running back room. Now, it may fall back. You guys will play the trump card and say, well, it's because of the offensive line. But I want to use Trevor and Deshaun as the example to determine whether or not is Cade struggling because we truly don't have a threat at running the ball at this time, or is the running game struggling because – we don't have any confidence in Cade being able to complete something downfield. And I'll take it off the air.
Thanks very much, Russ. Appreciate the phone call.
It's a great question.
That is a really good question. It's somewhat chicken or the egg, but I think in Clemson's context, you can answer it very simply as, and this would be the question you would ask in every context you could potentially do this with, what is the offense centered on? What skill set is the offense centered on? What position group, what facet of whatever is the offense centered on? In this offense for 15 years, the offense has centered on the skill set of the quarterback. And they have made the skill set of the quarterback the focal point of the offense. Now, it is very helpful to have Travis Etienne back there, because Travis Etienne is the best back in the history of the Atlantic Coast Conference and one of the best backs in the history of college football and the best back in Clemson history. I mean, it just is. So he is going to make everybody look good. Now, did Trevor Lawrence look a little better because you got to account for Travis Etienne? Of course. Of course that's true.
In 2018, did Clemson attempt more passes or attempt more rushes?
I bet it's more rushes because of margin.
Yeah, more of 568 to 508.
Okay, that's pretty close, pretty balanced.
But you're right, and it's not. That's you can't draw broad conclusions from that because, to your point, like you ran the ball a whole lot after those blowouts. But still, I mean, point I'm trying to make is that you were pretty balanced. You were really balanced, actually.
And in that year, Trevor Lawrence with his legs was not a huge threat. I mean, it was very much a Trevor Lawrence going to sling it around. He ran some, but it was not the same as a Deshaun Watson, Kelly Bryant, or Cade Klubnik offense.
To Russ's point, though, I mean, so far, Cade hasn't had a healthy, solid running back that we're completely confident in a long, long time. Now, Maffa was some of last year, but then, I mean, he's hurt down the stretch, And that does, I mean, that certainly, I mean, you go back to the LSU game, it became very obvious we weren't going to run the ball. If it was obvious to fans, it was obvious to LSU staff. And that certainly hurts Cade in that. You know, I would say jury's still out on, we need to see more from Randall, but that potential's there.
I think if you're a defensive coordinator, you're not worried about the run game at Clemson right now, which is kind of the point. You did worry about the run game when Travis Etienne was there. I actually think in 2015 that you probably were okay not ignoring Wayne Gallman, but you knew that Gallman was not going to go 10 carries, 100 yards on you, probably.
Right.
You know, so that's a little bit of a different. It's a different deal because it was a different looking run game.
And something we talked about right after the LSU game was, and Walt's talked about this a lot as well. If you continually put your quarterback in long yarded situation, it's much more difficult on him. I mean, 2nd and 7 is much easier to manage than 2nd and 10.
I agree with that. I also this would be my follow-up question to Russ, okay? And I don't know the answer to this. But I do wonder about your scheme, your play caller, if you get 3 yards on first down, do you have a play caller that's stubborn enough to run it again on 2nd and 7 and get to 3rd and 4? I do wonder about that, because that would be the other side of this. Like, because we're talking about the quarterback running back symbiotic. Do they have a symbiotic relationship? Do they give and take from each other? Do they rely on each other? I would argue that some of that does have to do with the play caller. If 2nd and 7, let me tell you something. Buster Faulkner, 2nd and 7 is a rundown for Buster Faulkner. They're running the ball. The ball. They're going to run the ball on 2nd and 7. They're going to run the ball on 3rd and 4. At Clemson, I don't know if 2nd and 7 is a rundown. At Georgia Tech, they are perfectly content to grind and grind and grind and wear it out. Now, again, that doesn't mean they're going to run it every time on 2nd and 7, but it's not off the table. I feel like through 2 games, and particularly through the first 6 quarters, that 2nd and 7 was a passing down. And Clemson's going to throw the ball. So when that's the case, I find it hard to believe that Clemson is anything but confident in his quarterback, more so than it is in a running back, and so I'm not even sure that that matters. I think the play calling tells you what Clemson is confident in, and it's not the running back. So does it make it harder on Cade Klubnik? I mean, I think to some degree, yes, it does. I think there's a little bit of circular logic that I'm employing here, but I think it's a factor Saturday. Does Clemson feel good enough about Adam Randall to think of 2nd and 7 either as a normal down or run down sometimes? And I'm not sure they
do. Texture said Randall's averaging 4.9 yards a carry. What's wrong with that, LOL? There's nothing wrong with 4.9 yards a carry. In fact, I think it's actually higher than that, perhaps. But what is wrong is that I'm not ready to make a final conclusion on somebody who has carried the ball a grand total of 30 times. And 21 of those were against Troy. I need more than that. And if I am Brent Key and that staff, I'd be surprised if stopping, you know, loading the box and stopping Adam Randall is a huge part of their game plan right now. I don't know that he's earned that yet. With that said, I think I'm fine on what Adam Randall could become. I personally don't think we've seen it yet. I mean, I need to see more, and that might be this weekend. I hope it is this weekend. But like, I'm not ready to say the run game's fine just because somebody's carried the ball a grand total of 30 times and 21 of those were against Troy. I need more than that.
That's right, and that goes to one of my. And we'll go to old school here in just a second. 654, Roy, you want to join him? One of my principal questions in this game, and one of the issues that I have, we actually talked about this off the air yesterday. There's so much conversation about tempo right now that I think it is worth noting that if you lean too much into tempo at Clemson, you are setting your defense up for failure unless they just absolutely wreck Georgia Tech's line of scrimmage. because Georgia Tech is going to run the ball and hold it. I think one of the – listen, I know Clemson fans don't want to hear this right now. You have to kind of treat Georgia Tech like a peer right now. You need to treat Georgia Tech like their athletes and your athletes are kind of similar. That would be advisable in this game. So if that's true, then you can't just, you know, operate and do whatever and we're just going to throw some stuff out. No, you got to be laser focused on what it is that you want to accomplish that you feel like you can exploit. And to me, go just doing tempo because Cade does better at tempo, I think you should do it at times. But if you're not willing to run the ball, run the clock, hold the ball, if you can't do that against Georgia Tech, you're going to have the ball for 24, 25 minutes in this game. And I don't think we know enough about Clemson's defense to know that they're going to hold Georgia Tech to 3-for-14 on third down and get off the field repeatedly in three and outs and give up one first down and get off the field. I don't know that we know that about Clemson's DNA yet. Maybe they do. I think they certainly have the pieces to be that. But we have not consistently seen that yet. I mean, to Russ's point, I think if you're going to have success against Georgia Tech, you better believe in your quarterback and you better believe in your running back. Because I think a lack of belief in one or the other is going to lead to a long, long day where you might be off the field for a long, long time. It might feel a little bit like the LSU game where they sort of were wearing the defense out a little bit late in the game and keeping the offense off the field. Let's go to Old School, who's up with us next. Final couple of minutes here. What's up, Old School?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for getting in.
Yeah, I got one Clemson and one Georgia question for you, if I can.
All right, go ahead.
I'll get to Clemson first. Has things changed so much in the ACC that Pace's confidence could be a little damaged by how good Miami and Florida State look?
I don't think it's that. I really believe it's about to be honest, I don't know what it's about. I'm kind of with Ben, though. I'm with Ben in this way. Like, it doesn't make any sense that Cade would lack confidence because LSU hit him a couple times and he missed a couple open guys. Like, that, it doesn't make any sense that's what happened. I don't think the teams that Clemson's not playing have anything to do with that.
Okay. But, so let me get to my Georgia question there. What level should I be at concerning Gunnar Stockton in his first start? On the road.
Zero.
In a place like Neyland.
Zero. I ain't worried.
You have zero?
Oh, yeah, zero. Zero. I'm going to tell you what right now, old school, let me tell you this before I let you run. Lock of the millennium, and I'm sorry for Georgia because it means you're going to lose. The lock of the millennium is Georgia -3.5 this weekend.
It is puts us in a weird spot, old school, that I am higher on Georgia than many Georgia fans are higher on Georgia right now.
You know what, guys? You know what? I'm gonna leave you with this. You know, I was having a good day, and then I called you guys, and you just put the kiss of death on me, and I don't feel good no more. I'll talk to you later.
All right, old school. Appreciate the phone call. I want to talk about Georgia when we come back. That the conversation about Georgia, Tennessee is like Twilight Zone stuff. Like, I can't believe there's no one speaking up on behalf of logic and reason here. First, let me tell you about One Time Plumber. They are the plumber whose name is his number. They get the job done right, period. This time of year is too busy. Like, I go home and there's dishes in the sink, and that's my job to do the dishes. And I'm like, I'm too busy. I can't. I got to deal with this, and I got four other things I got to do. It's too busy. I can't deal with plumbing emergencies, man. I can't do it. I got to do laundry. I got to clean the bathrooms. I got to do all this. No, it's too busy. Let One Time Plumber deal with it. 24-hour same-day service guaranteed. Call the plumber's name is his number. One Time Plumber. I can't do it. I'm out of time. Can't deal with it. Hour one's done. Hour two's next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com. That's scscu.com. And apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England, Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, do we need to start thinking about pruning our shrubs?
You know, we generally prune in the spring because they're growing like crazy and through the summer. But the fall's not a bad time to prune. They're going into a dormancy. If you can get in there and prune them, specifically hand prune those shrubs, they'll do so much better. And you can preserve the buds so the flowers come out better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judsonville District in Greenville or online at blockhaven.com.
Some sandwiches are forgettable. This one, it's unforgettable. Meet the Ultimate Italian, a flavor-packed masterpiece with bacon, parmesan, salami, capicola, and ham, all toasted to perfection. Every bite, pure magic. When a sandwich is this good, you don't just eat it, you talk about it. Try the Ultimate Italian, now toasted, only at Jimmy John's.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
Have you been charged with a criminal offense? The legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.